This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Popular culture this time of year is, if you really think about it, largely about repetition. You hear the same Christmas carols over and over and over again. Television networks roll out the same holiday specials they've been rolling out for decades now. So today, another installment of our seasonal series, The Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
This time, the making of that perennial television special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. From Montreal, Emma Jacobs reports.
Rudolph began life as a seasonal marketing campaign. He appeared in the coloring book the Montgomery Ward Department Store gave out in 1939. Rudolph was a well-known song by the 1960s. Then there was the TV special.
Oh, is this your snowbank?
No. Who are you?
It took the story, added more music, and a cast of whimsical characters, like Rudolph's friend, Hermie the Misfit Elf.
Well, actually, I am a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, I want to be someday.
A real celebrity, Burl Ives played Sam the Snowman. The other characters were all played by lesser-known actors and news personalities from around Toronto. Paul Soles was a host for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He's now one of the few surviving members of the cast. He played Hermie and can still demonstrate how he transformed his voice.
An elf is small, right? And this is a children's show. So you do a voice that you think is childlike and is small. And you know that children have these higher voices because their larynxes are not very big. So they can't have a deep voice.
Rudolph's producers had come to Canada for that vocal talent and low costs. They were Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass. They'd go on to create many holiday specials and TV series, including the 1980s era Thundercats. The recording sessions for Rudolph took place at RCA Studios in Toronto. Bill Giles was the sound engineer.
It was just like a family doing the recording sessions, and everybody put their heart and soul in it. The actors would work overtime, and I worked overtime and stuff like that, just for the joy of working with it.
The stop-motion animation was done at a studio in Japan. It also completed several of the commercial breaks for GE, which sponsored the whole production. Giles remembers sitting down to watch the television broadcast with his children when it aired in 1964.
I have two kids. They were 7 and 5, and they were excited. They didn't take their eyes off the TV.
And they're still watching it on television. Rick Goldschmidt is the go-to historian of Rankin Bass Productions. The company folded in 1987. About Rudolph, he says.
It became such a big success those first couple of years that the ratings just kept growing and it never stopped airing.
On its 50th anniversary last year, the show still drew an audience of 10 million people. For many of the actors and crew, it's the most famous thing they ever worked on, though they never earned any royalties beyond what they were paid for those recording sessions. Today, the show also has commercial life on stage. A musical version began touring last year that sticks closely to the TV script, and you can find Rudolph clips all over YouTube. So while the making of Rudolph may in fact be history, the story of the red-nosed reindeer is still lighting the way for holiday entrepreneurs. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.